Computer, activate the emergency command.
Computer, activate EMA.
Activate the photonic cannon.
You will activate the fire suppression system.
This activated and synchronized.
This is the time to show them everything.
Everything all right?
Yep, everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Absolutely. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning, 612. Great to be with you. Light rain in the forecast. Today's size should be about 55. Right now, it's about 45 for you as you get up and get motivated, get moving. And so good to be with you again. Morning, Patty.
Good morning, Rick.
Ready to take on this day?
Ranger Rick, I was born ready.
That was my very first radio name way back.
Ranger Rick.
We were the Radio Rangers. It was back in 1988, Clarkston, Washington, KCLK AM and FM. And when I came aboard, it was like, well, you got to pick a name. And they were all Rangers. They were Radio
Rick.
Ranger Rick. It was after the magazine. I thought it was a hilarious joke. So,
wow, I would have thought it would be like Rockin' Rick.
Oh, no, no. You had to be a Ranger. Yeah, you had no choice. So you would have been
Ranger Rick.
You would have been Ranger Patty.
Wow.
You don't get a choice in your first name.
I know. Everybody I worked with has had some. I worked with a dude. They called him Primetime Charlie Thomas.
That's right.
I had Red Hot Ken Scott. And then there was me.
Then there was you. Patty Banner, right? Have you always
Patty Banner.
You've always been Patty Banner,
always.
Right?
Always.
Did you pick your
no,
name? Somebody
no.
else picked it? Okay. All right.
Here's another one. I was Dana DeVille.
Oh, interesting.
If that isn't a stripper name.
No, that is. Absolutely.
I don't know.
A lot of people right now are befuddled, like, what do you mean? Your name?
Why do we have to change our names?
I know. Well, that was kind of the cool thing back in the day.
I know. Here we're just Rick and Patty.
We're Rick and Patty. There you go. Absolutely. So get your day started. Grab that coffee. Grab that Red Bull. And yes, we've got tickets to give away. And also Lainey Wilson in Vegas.
That's very cool.
So let's get going. Let's get you motivated to get moving. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD or Ranger Rick and Ranger Rick. Ranger Rick and Ranger Patty. 1027 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
KORD at 624. Rick and Patty, good morning. 44 degrees, cloudy skies. Great to always be with you. Lainey Wilson got our great flyaway. It is the final week for our flyaway, and we'll give you a chance to get on board for that at 820. Thanks to Legends.
Every time, like when you say, like, okay, it's the final, I think, how can we top this?
Yeah.
I go, how can we top this one? How can we? But we managed to do so.
We do.
We keep
do.
It going.
We do, and you know what? Right now, I'd love to say, hey, here's what's next.
I
will tell you, though, people are getting super excited for Zach Top. And so we are going to give you a chance to win some tickets to Zach Top. That show is coming up for, what, on the 22nd or what?
22nd and 23rd.
Yeah, so we'll be doing it. We'll have a little fun with you. We're going to call this I Never Lie contest. So that is coming up here in just a couple days. So probably start that next week for you. So if you're a big Zach Top fan, make sure you have the KORD app and play along with us. So right now, though, we got to get through Lainey Wilson first. And that's a fantastic flyaway to Vegas. Thanks to our friends at Legends. All right, Facebook fun. To get the day started, here you go.
What's up?
You're going to enjoy this one, Patty.
What?
Cooking by recipe or intuition? How do you cook?
So a little of both. I will say I take the recipe, but I doctor it up as I go.
Okay.
Like when I make chili, it's never the same.
Okay.
You know, I might put some banana peppers in one day. I might put some cinnamon in it another day. You never know. I might put brown sugar in it. There's always a twist.
Interesting.
Rick.
Interesting.
Ranger Rick.
Interesting. So cooking by recipe or intuition?
Both.
So for me, I got to say, I probably if I have to cook something outside of basic stuff, I'd have to use a recipe.
Yeah. I need a recipe. It's kind of like the math.
Yeah, I got. I've got no skills. It was interesting. Yes, I was a line cook in high school at Pioneer Pies. But the nice thing is we had prep cooks that already had everything cooked.
Yes.
So you were still cooking a little bit, but it wasn't like I was actually making the recipe. Like if we had quiche, you know, it was a big old round quiche. Well, the day cooks had already cooked the quiche. And so you just pop it in the microwave,
right,
and garnish it, and off it goes. I mean, I still had to cook steaks and burgers and chicken and stuff, but most of the stuff was already prepared for me. So that was the nice thing about having, prep cooks. After doing that in high school, I was like, I don't want to cook ever again.
Oh, no.
So I spent a lot of time in my youth, prepackaged meals.
I hear you. Yep.
Popping in the Swanson.
There's nothing better. Just pop it in the microwave.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
I spent a lot of years as a single guy, so that's how I you know, so recipe or intuition. Now, thanks to Tri-Cities Weight Loss, I do eat fresh foods now. So I do have to kind of sort of, you know, use a recipe.
I'm finding a whole different variety of foods.
Yeah, I'm not doing the prepackaged
meals. I'll try that this time around.
Right, exactly. All right, so chime in on it. This will be fun for you. Cooking by recipe or intuition. And I love some of these old recipes we threw in there. That's as our little graphic. You're going to enjoy that. All right, let us know. That's the Facebook fun. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Green, there's the worst way, 637, number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. 45 degrees for you. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in, and let's dive right into the Nashville news, Patty.
Might as well start with Riley Green. He says he doesn't care if people call him a redneck. He was doing a recent interview, and he said with a laugh, well, there's probably nicer terms, but for him, the word is just somebody that grew up out in the country, adding that what they do for fun is probably not something a city person would do. Just so you know, Riley Green grew up in Jacksonville, Alabama. Meanwhile, Reba McEntire apparently is not planning a traditional wedding ceremony. During an interview with E! News, Reba opens up about her engagement to actor Rex Lynn and said their wedding is going to be non-traditional, adding, we like comfort, we love friends, and we love food. While Reba hasn't revealed any specific details yet about her non-traditional wedding, she did say it's going to be a lot of fun. The couple has yet to set a wedding date following their Christmas Eve engagement in 2024. Tim McGraw says he can't run anymore during his workouts, but he does say you have to follow doctor's orders.
I can't run anymore. That's what I really miss. I used to run a lot, so now I really can't run anymore. So that's out of my routine. But you got to do your PT. That's the way you recover from it. You got to do what the doctor says for sure.
Just so you know, Tim has had several surgeries. He had a double knee replacement, 3 back surgeries, not to mention all that rotator cuff stuff going on. So
wow, did not know that.
You know what? He's still out touring, doing his thing. He's all right.
He's doing okay.
Finally, the hosts and performers for this year's CMA Country Christmas, they've been announced. And hosting this year are Lauren Daigle and Jordan Davis. As far as performers go, it's a country-heavy lineup. Megan Maroney, Riley Green, Lady A, Little Big Town, also Parker McCollum all set to perform. The 16th annual edition of the Holiday Special will be airing December 2nd. ABC is your network. Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Here and everywhere on your station mobile app, we're going to give you a chance to fly off to see Lainey Wilson. That'll happen at 8:20 this morning. A code dropping down thanks to Legends Casino. And also, I'll give you a chance to win some Custer Arts and Crafts show tickets coming up here for this weekend, too.
That's the hot ticket for the weekend.
It really
is. That's a good time over at the Hapo Center.
Yeah, it's on the way at 7:20. Give you a chance to win that coming up in just a little bit. Also, other people's problems on the way. And I think we've had this conversation before, but we'll have this conversation again.
What?
It's all about splitting up the bank account. So we'll talk about that here in just about 10 to 15 minutes. Now, if you got the KORD mobile app, pop it open. Lots of things going on over there, too, because there's been a big pasta outbreak recall for Listeria, right, Patty?
Yeah, and this time there are deaths involved. This is no joke. You need to check your freezer and your fridge. Make sure you don't have these. There's a couple of brands that are involved.
Oh, geez. It's one of those things.
Yeah, Washington and Oregon are in this. It's like 18 different states.
Yeah, and it's funny is I've seen the product, the pasta, and I've eaten that product.
I know.
I'm like, I recognize that market side product. Yeah, and so, and I was at Walmart, and I knew about this this recall, and I walked by the you know,
did you see the brand?
I saw the brand. I'm like, nope.
I know. Passed right through.
Not today, Satan. Yeah. Not today,
I know
Satan.
It.
So
yeah.
Anyway, you're going to want to get that information. Got it posted for you right now. Also, coming up tomorrow right there in Richland, GWA, that traffic just gets more gnarly.
Hey,
but there's a little bit of a closure for you tomorrow there, too.
Well, yes. And even now, that closure, I mean, it's not closed, but there is construction along George Washington Way. And I just want to say, as you enter Richland off the 240, there's even a sign. It says, you can't. Can't turn.
Right.
You can't turn to get to Winco. And what do I see people do?
I've got to get to Winco.
If I was I'd be sitting right there going, and because I see it, and I'm like, it says do not.
Right.
Take the detour. Go to Comstock. I mean, really?
Oh, no. People are entitled, Patty. Do you not understand?
Are we in that big of a hurry?
Yes. And you're keeping me from Winco. That's how petty people can be.
I would be happy to be a. Can I volunteer? I'll be a Richland cop.
I know
for a
exactly.
Day.
Sit there. I've always said this. Whenever there's places like that, I don't. If I was a cop, I'm same as you. I'd be sitting there just tagging all day long.
Yeah.
Quota time, baby. Quota. Boop.
I mean, everybody do their part. Come on.
I know.
In traffic, it is congested. Trust me. I was in it yesterday.
I get it. But when there's a detour, there's a reason. And it says detour. And to think that you, I've seen too
are
many.
Are entitled.
Yeah, I've seen people get flagged. Like the flag people like, and they're just like, what? They're not, they just ignore
Well, because people are working there.
I know.
Please be courteous.
Absolutely. So get those details and more. Got it posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. I got to admit something really quick before we do
admitting?
Other people's problems.
What?
I am enamored with Ella Langley lately. I love
the way she talks.
Yeah.
I mean, she sings great, too.
I'm loving her music.
How can you not?
She's so good. She's got a new she's got a new song, the Texas song. I love that. We haven't started playing that one yet, but that's a great one. And leaving me in Texas or something like that. Great new song she's got out too. So every song is so good. And then for me, I was so bewildered that I discovered that she was a brunette because I thought, I don't know, before I ever saw her, that oh, she's a blonde. And then I see her like, what? She doesn't. She looks like Marie Osmond. She looks like what I did.
She reminds me of Donna Fargo.
Yeah, I love Donna. Oh, funny face. Man, you're going deep into the cuts there. 18-year-olds are going, who's Donna Fargo?
I know,
like, oh, Rick and Patty
are
old.
That's a cool name, isn't it?
Yeah,
Donna Fargo.
Donna Fargo, remember? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Funny face.
Happiest girl in the whole USA.
Yeah. So many great songs.
Look her up.
Yeah, it was like, stuff we grew up on. All right, other people's problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. And Emily's got quite the situation going on. What's going on with Emily?
Rick and Patty, my boyfriend and I moved in together, and we plan on getting engaged soon and then quickly married after that. One thing we can't seem to agree on, though, is whether or not to get a joint bank account. It's only come up once, but we weren't able to agree on it. Half of my friends say it's a great idea, while the other half say, nope. What do you say? Maybe you can ask some of your listeners, because I'm sure they've gone through this.
Oh, yeah.
Emily and Pasco.
It's really interesting in this world how split people are. This is almost like politics for us, because 50% of people will say it's okay to have a separate account from your spouse. And then half the people say, no, never in a million years. We would never do that. Megan and I, we've always had separate accounts, and that's just the way it's been. I know you and Jeff are separate, too.
I'm not a fan. That fool got me overdrawn. I was bouncing checks left and right. Absolutely not.
See, things like, and interesting enough, so here's the deal with Megan and I. When we first got together as boyfriend and girlfriend, we moved in together, and I did charge Megan rent when we were boyfriend and girlfriend, right? But I took her half of the rent and put it away for the wedding. That's how we paid for the wedding. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where I always felt bad that I charged her rent, but I didn't do it. I didn't do it to charge her rent.
I still charge my husband rent.
Do you really?
Yes.
So once I'm never
going to be overdrawn again.
Oh, so
never.
Now, once Megan and I got married, guess what? I've paid the mortgage ever since. Like the whole thing. I don't ask anything, because that I feel like that's the man's responsibility, to take care of my woman. Take care of my woman. I'm very old fashioned that way. Take care of my woman. So, but while we were boyfriend and girlfriend, I did charge her half the rent, which I used for the wedding. So I don't know if that makes me.
Well, you're just a charmer, Ray.
I know. I'm just.
I wouldn't have paid your rent.
I always felt bad that I made her pay it, but then I thought, but stuff that money away for the marriage. All right, for the wedding. All right, Emily. So I'm one of those people. It all depends on how you manage money.
Yeah.
Some people are horrible money managers that I'm like, don't even.
Jeff.
Don't even come near my stuff, because I know you'll drain me like a vampire. So it's like, no. It's like you got your own. I got my own. And I'm curious what other people think about that. So you're saying, Emily, it's okay to keep it separate.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't recommend a joint account at all.
Now, there are some people, before we go to break, I will say that this is funny. It's her, his, and theirs. But it's
hers, hers, and hers when it comes to yours.
Exactly.
I feel you. I get it.
All right, Emily. We're curious at the state of affairs.
Yeah.
Are people going to be old fashioned and say, no, you got to have a joint count? Or are people going to be today and say, no, you guys can be separate if you want to be?
Let us know. Call us.
Yeah, let us know. 547 KORD. App chat us. It's other people's problems. We want to know. Share these comments coming up. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Lee Zimmerman and Luke Combs and Backup Plan, 722, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. All right, this weekend going to be a lot of fun for you. Custer's Arts and Crafts Show is going on right there at the Hampo Center. We're super excited right there in Pasco, aren't we, Patty?
Tis the season for a holiday shopping tradition.
It is. And we've got tickets to give away, don't we?
30th Annual Christmas Arts and Crafts Show. Yeah, it happens Friday through Sunday. Friday 10 to 8, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday 10 to 4.
All right, going to be a fun time had by all, and we want to send you off to the show. And how do they win tickets right now, Patty? What
caller? Caller 7.
All right, caller 7, 547-5673, 547-5673. You're going to win next. Good luck from 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now, 45 degrees for you. Today's high near 55. Chance of continuing rain showers for you. Rainy days ahead, at least that's what the forecast says. And you know, we need a little bit of
yesterday
rain.
Yesterday was too cold for me, and it's colder today.
Yeah, and it's going to be colder today, but at least it's not snow. Higher elevations, definitely for traveling. Make sure you know the pass before you pass conditions before you go. Higher elevations getting snow, and right now we're just getting rain. So I saw this article about Tom Brady. He cloned
a puppy?
He cloned, yeah.
Saw something to do with a puppy.
Yeah, so his beloved late dog name is Lua, and they right before Lua passed away, they took a blood sample, and then they cloned Lua to Junie. Now, Junie is the new puppy. Oh. It's a cloned version of his beloved late dog. So...
So what's new about it? What's different or what's...
Well, it's an exact duplicate. Well, it's not... I mean, it's an...
Can you actually really duplicate? I mean, I don't know. I have questions.
Okay. So, yeah. So they show pictures of the old dog and they show pictures of the new dog and it's an identical...
It is identical,
well, it's a clone dog. Yeah. So it looks just like the other dog. Now, remember, it's going to have different personality traits because it's going to develop its own personality traits.
That was my question.
But the point is, it looks exactly like the dog that passed away. So... Would you clone your animals?
No.
I've said this, and my friend Michelle and I got into this big conversation yesterday. Absolutely. My dog Joe from my childhood, I've talked a lot about my border collie. I would love to have and it doesn't have to be his personality.
You have great memories.
I have great memories. Yeah. And if I could have an exact duplicate of my dog, I'd do it. If I had the money to do it, I'd clone him. Clone him. It doesn't mean they have the same personality, but they're still going to be familiar to you because they're going to be looking like the dog that just...
I don't want DJ cloned.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, he's enough.
Each dog has their personalities. Now, I will say this going forward. What I've done in my life is it took me... Once my dog passed away, Joe, my border collie, passed away when I was a kid, I refused to have a dog for 20-plus years, probably 30 years.
I get it, yeah.
Now I have a border collie. Barkley's my border collie, right? Now I've decided Barkley's going to be 13. When he passes... I've already told Megan, I got to have a border collie in the house.
Really?
So no matter what, I can't clone my dog.
You fell in love with the breed.
I've always loved the breed. So the breed is, my absolute favorite dogs are border collies. They always will be because I had growing up, it was the best dog ever. So I love them. So to me, it's like I'm a breed person. I mean, we have lots of other dogs too. We've got Bodie, we've got Roxy. But my preference is having a border collie because that's what I grew up with on a ranch. So for you, did you ever, I love all dogs. I love all dogs. Same. I love all cats. I mean, there's, you know.
I don't know anything. I mean, I know, like, you know, golden retrievers are supposed to be really.
Oh, they're the best. Yeah, I black know. Labs are the best. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, there's so many great pit, there's so many great dogs.
I didn't know that Bostons were so high strung.
Oh, yeah.
My dog is strong.
Yeah, they've got great personalities. Boston Terriers.
He has an awesome personality, but he's a lot.
He's a lot.
He's kind of like you.
That's true.
He's extra.
Nothing wrong.
Then there's nothing wrong with that.
But you got to handle it. You got to handle it.
Yeah, you have to know how to rein them in.
Well,
every now and then.
Bodie, our Staffordshire mix. I mean, he's a, you
he's
met
a lot too.
He's reactive, very reactive, and he's a big love bug. But he's he wants to be a part of everything. So, would you clone your pet? So I say I would. You're saying you wouldn't clone
I
your
would
pet.
I would not.
You would not clone your pet. I absolutely would for the memory. Absolutely. So 547 KORD. Take a couple calls here. Would you clone your pet? Why or why not? So we're curious about it. Rick and Patty 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
51, you got Rick, you got Patty. Wet Nose Wednesday, Amanda from Pet Overpopulation Prevention is coming up in here in just a bit with some kittens. We're going to have to ask her the question that we've been talking about this morning.
What? About the...
cloning of the pets.
Oh.
So Tom Brady cloned his beloved late dog, Lua, and now Junie exists. And we just saw photos of both dogs, and they look identical.
Yeah.
Now, they're not the same dog, just so you know. Just like Dolly. Remember when Dolly the sheep was the big deal, got cloned?
I do.
It's an identical, it's a version of Dolly, but it's not Dolly. So he loved that dog so much that they, before the dog passed away, they saved the blood and got it cloned. And now it's a totally different dog. It's even got a different name. He's not trying to replicate the dog, but it does look identical to the other dog. I loved my childhood dog, Joe, so much that, yes, if I could have cloned him, absolutely I would have cloned him. Greatest dog ever. And so would you clone your pet? Why or why not? I think Amanda would come in and say, as long as they're spayed and neutered.
Yeah. That's all she's worried about. But I get that.
At the end of the day.
I understand that, right?
But you are on the side of saying, you're saying, nope, you would not clone.
I would not.
Davey is your beloved dog that passed away.
Yeah,
and
Davey.
And to this day, you said, no, I would. If you had a chance.
He was one of a kind. So, DJ's one of a kind.
So that's what Tom Brady says. This feels like a second chance to spend more time with this beloved dog. All right, so we're taking your calls, 547-KORD. Would you clone your dog or not?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I think that you have had the opportunity to have the memories with your pet. Make new ones with something else. You know, even if you don't get another dog, get a cat. Get another animal that you can make different memories with. You know, you're cloning your pet to hold on to the memories that you had with your original pet, but there's still going to be some differences, even if it is a clone. It's not going to be 100% the same. The personality might be a little bit different, might be a little bit tweaked, you know? So you're hoping for those memories to continue, but they're not going to be the same. There's not.
All right. So she wouldn't do it. And that's what you've been talking about this morning. 547 KORD. Would you clone your pet or not?
I would. Okay. I would, because I miss my Bailey girl every day, and she passed away last July. And so, yes, I would. And my first one was Darby. I'd love to have all of three of them together. All four, because I lost another one, Dolly, but I didn't have her for very long. So, yeah, I would clone them. I love them, so... Yeah, I would do it in a heartbeat. Yeah, because I would love to have all four of them together. Actually, that's going to be my next tattoo, I think. I'm going to have four paw prints with their names, all four of their names underneath it.
I love it.
I do like I like the tattoo idea.
I do. I like that idea, too. I love that. So I'm curious. Yeah, would you clone your pet or not? Patty says no. I say, you know what? And for my dog, Joe, I have no photos. So remember, this was the late 70s, early 80s when I had Joe. So I have like one, which is in my book that I wrote about, and there is a picture of him, and that's the only one I've got.
Really?
Yeah, because no one was taking, it's not like today, where like my dogs right now, oh my gosh, I got
hundreds of photos, yes.
Hundreds.
My whole phone.
Yeah, my whole phone.
Full of DJ.
Yeah, with Phoebe who passed away, and then we got our dogs now. Oh my gosh, it's like we have hundreds of photos of them. And they're even on our walls at home. We've got portraits on the walls
so
at
do
home.
We.
Yeah, so we got plenty of that. But a kid, your childhood animal, you don't have a picture of, or at least
we do not.
Do not. All right, so would you clone your animal or not? We want to know. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Patty Levin will get special guest studio. We got her from Pet Overpopulation Prevention. It is Amanda. Good morning, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Good morning.
I know it's Wet Nose Wednesday, and we've got Posey and Pippin.
Yes.
They're kittens, so tell us about Posey and Pippin.
So they came from a feral colony. A good Samaritan trapped them, and they're about 8 weeks old. Oh, don't get squirmy wormy on me, Pippin.
Pippin's trying to get away. Pippin.
They can't go anywhere. Yeah. You can let them down if you want.
Oh. Pippin's already gone. All right. Pippin, this is what this is like live animals.
Yeah,
live animals in the studio.
So you were holding Posey.
Yeah. Yes, this is Posey with the blue eyes.
Oh, yeah, pretty.
Yeah. And if I could, you guys, I wanted to mention that Pop rinse out feral cat traps. And when you rent them, but then when you bring them back, you get your money back on the rental. Mm-hmm. And it's a way to help the feral cat community. Because that, you know.
So there's not so many.
Yeah. That's the answer is spay and neuter, you know.
That's right. Spay so what? How do you feel about the cloning?
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. I thought if it was spay and neuter, you'd be okay with cloning. But no, there's so many pets that
there's just so many. And yeah. And really, Tom Brady, a pit bull mix. Are you kidding me? There's so many pit bull mixes that need homes. They're all wonderful. Go adopt. That's my opinion.
Adopt, gotcha. Don't shop, and don't clone.
Yeah, don't clone. Nope.
Okay. Yeah. So we've got Pippin. We got Posey. They're beautiful, and again, they're ready to go. They've been spayed. They've been neutered. Aww. They're ready to go, and they've been checked out by the vet, and they've got all their you know,
they're good to go.
Their shots and
how
everything.
How do we get them?
Yeah.
They'll be at PetSmart. I believe I'm 95% sure. My text wasn't answered, but I'm pretty sure they'll be at PetSmart this weekend, 11 to 3.
Okay.
PetSmart on Canal Drive.
And a lot of people don't realize, but Overpopulation Prevention does a lot of these adoption events on Saturday morning from 11 to 3.
Yes. Yes, every Saturday.
So cats are always there, no matter what. And then the dogs are there on certain days as well.
Right. The dogs are there the first Saturday of every month. And then the third Saturday of every month, we're at Petco on Queensgate.
And all the animals, you can take a look at petfinder.com.
Yes.
You can search under pet overpopulation prevention. It'll pop up the kitties. It'll pop up the dogs. Whatever you're looking for. We're just looking for great homes for these animals, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, we are.
All right,
yes, we are.
Posey and Pippin. And again, the feral cats, definitely want to keep that down. Know about that, getting the traps. And again, it's just to get the traps. You run them out. You get your money back. And a lot of people talk about that a lot, too. Like, I got a bunch of feral cats. How do I get, you know, can capture them and get them spayed and neutered? Well, Pop can help out there. So all the details, the website, poptricities.org,
yes,
is the place to go, Amanda.
Yes.
And another Wet Nose Wednesday with Posey and Pippin, the two kitties. Can they be separated? They have to go together?
I believe they can be separated, but don't quote me.
All right.
Yeah, I just relay the information I'm given.
If they both get homes, that's awesome.
That's right. Yes. And they should go together anyway, because, why not? Why not?
They're so super cute.
Amanda, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Wet Nose Wednesday, Pet Overpopulation Prevention. PetFinder.com has got the information. And adopt these guys out. Posey and Pippin, 1027 KORD. And KORD, Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. 822. It is a Wet Nose Wednesday. And we got to say really quick, Diesel got adopted last week. So
isn't that fantastic?
That's fantastic. Well, Diesel was a cool dog. We got a lot of cool cats and cool dogs that we get in here in the studio. Thanks to Amanda from Pet Overpopulation Prevention for doing this every single week. And
well, how about the folks fostering Diesel?
Oh, amazing. I mean, amazing. And again, it's great volunteers making
it
happen.
You guys got it going on.
So again, Diesel got adopted, and now we're trying to do these little kitties. And we'll put the video up there very soon at the Facebook page.
Yeah, Posey and Pippin, they're adorable. If they can go together, that's great. But if they have to go separate, even better. Right?
Yep.
As long as they both get homes.
Exactly. So again, you can check them out right there on petfinder.com. 749 right now, 749 for your Lainey Wilson code. That could get you to Vegas thanks to Legends Casino. Again, at 749 for the Lainey Wilson code. All right, Emily's got a situation. We're going to tie off other people's problems here this morning. What's going on with Emily?
My boyfriend and I moved in together, and we're planning on getting engaged real soon and then married real quickly. One thing we can't seem to agree on, though, is whether or not we should get a joint bank account. It's only come up once, but we weren't able to agree on it. Half my friends say it's a great idea. The other half say absolutely not. What do you say? Maybe some of your listeners, because they're so smart, have gone through this. Emily in Pasco.
Well, both Patty and I have gone through this, and we keep separate accounts from our spouses.
Both of us, right?
All right. So 547 KORD, Abchattis. People are chiming in on Facebook. What are they saying already, Patty?
Michelle says, absolutely not till married. Candace says, joint account for bills. then have your separate accounts for yourselves.
There you go. Sunshine says, why not both? A joint account for bills to paid where you both contribute monthly, weekly, however, and keep your own personal accounts for life and et cetera. That's from Sunshine. Yeah.
Jenna speaks from experience. My boyfriend and I moved in together over the summer. We do have a joint account for our house expenses, rent, utilities, and keep our separate accounts for our own bills.
I like what Mary says. As someone who's been married twice and divorced once, joint account, but I also believe we're partners who share everything. We talk about all big expenses, are always in communication with each other. The only thing that would be separated is my business account, and only if after research that's a good idea. Maybe I'm old school. I'm not that old, but I believe it should always be a joint account when you get married, and that's from Mary.
Delavan says, have your own account and have a joint account as well. Works good for us.
Did you do Deborah a big mistake? I did it. Deborah said, big mistake I made. Don't do it.
It could have been me, though. Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Allie says, can you compromise on a joint account for household items and individual accounts for other stuff?
I kind of like that idea. You know, my wife and I don't do that right now, but I kind of like that idea. Like having a joint account to fix different things in the house. Like if an appliance goes out,
yeah.
You guys have both contributed money to it, and then you just take that and fix it that way. Yeah.
Personally, I used to be, I know I joked, I still charge my husband rent. I don't. I mean, I've mellowed over the years. We just kind of do it. We both contribute. You
he
know
does
what I mean?
Give but, you money, though.
Yeah. Well, listen.
he does. Yeah.
He bought the refrigerator.
Right.
We just purchased a refrigerator a few months back, and he did it. So
make it. Yeah. So it just depends on what we're doing. Like a great example is we had a flood in our house. So Megan decided that thanks to Megan, she took that bill. It's $5,000 to get fixed. And so she took that bill upon herself. One time we had the kitchen flooded out, the kitchen. And so we got new appliances. Since you already had it done, thank you, Custom. We already had it done. We said, well, we might as well get new appliances. So we split the appliances. I bought the refrigerator and the stove. She bought the microwave dish. I mean, whatever that.
See, I think I'm looking at our stove is several years old. I mean, it's old.
Right. And
that'll be my purchase.
And Megan
next.
And I go halvesies a lot. So we had a bunch of junk outside. And even though we have separate accounts, she goes, hey, I'll pay half if you pay half.
Right.
And I love that. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I'll pay half, you know. So there are ways around it to where you don't necessarily have to have a joint account. You can do it together as a team.
Yep.
All right. What do you guys think? Keep chiming in. 547-KORD. App chat us. What would you do in this situation? We want to know. It's other people's problems. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.